This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Two people were injured during a plane crash in Dunn County on Sunday afternoon. According to a press release from the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the crash occurred a little after noon on Sunday near Boundary Road in Hay River Township. The 36-year-old female pilot from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and the 51-year-old male passenger from Marshfield were both transported to the hospital with injuries from the crash. Authorities say the plane took off from the Boyceville Municipal Airport before crashing, and the circumstances of the crash remain under investigation. A Menominee woman has been charged with attempted first-degree intentional homicide and child abuse after allegedly trying to kill her 7-year-old son. Authorities say they responded to a welfare check of 37-year-old Emily Spaulding at around 8 p.m. on July 20th and were dispatched to the area again 2 hours later after the child ran away. Officers found him at a nearby business with a cut on his head, telling them Spaulding had attempted to stab him and hit him in the head with a hammer. Spaulding was arrested and placed at the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for evaluation. The Eau Claire Humane Society is running a new promotion to get their cats into new homes as it struggles with overcrowding. Organization officials say summer is typically known as kitten season, but they've still seen an unusually high number of intakes this year, jumping 22% over last year. They say the shelter is at capacity with nearly 150 cats in their care, so they're hoping to encourage local families to open their homes by running the Name Your Price adoption promotion for all cats that are at least 1 year old. North Lakes Community Clinic in Rice Lake and the Boys and Girls Club of Barron County are inviting local residents to participate in a gather and give drive this month. The event is scheduled to take place on August 26th from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the North Lakes Clinic on West Avenue. Organizers are hoping for donations like art supplies and games for kids to enjoy at the Boys and Girls Club. Anyone who is unable to attend the event but still wishes to donate can drop those donations off at the North Lakes Clinic from August 10th to August 26th. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The EF3 tornado that devastated parts of Appleton and Menasha last week was one of the largest our state has ever seen, according to local weather experts. The tornado was estimated to have winds up to 140 miles per hour and was more than a mile wide at one point. It's been more than four decades since we've seen a tornado that strong in the area. That was back in 1984 when an F4 touched down in the town of Butamore. The EF3 that hit Shawano through Langlade counties in 2007 had higher wind speeds but wasn't as big. In fact, forecasters say northeast Wisconsin doesn't have a recorded history of any tornado larger than what hit the valley last week. After searching throughout the weekend, the Door County Sheriff's Office says they found the bodies of two missing kayakers near Washington Island yesterday. 20-year-old David Thalman and 20-year-old Francesca Warwick, both from Illinois, were last seen Saturday evening. Authorities say the two were kayaking in the waters off Washington Island. They say neither was wearing a life jacket. Police from Washington Island and Gibraltar departments, as well as personnel from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, U.S. Coast Guard, and several local fire departments searched for the missing kayakers late into the night Saturday and all day on Sunday. Door County Sheriff's deputies took over the search when it transitioned to a recovery effort on Sunday. Recovery workers found the bodies in the water just before 11 a.m. on Monday. A plane crash in Dunn County left two people injured Sunday afternoon. According to officials with the Dunn County Sheriff's Office, the incident occurred shortly after 12 p.m. near Boundary Road in the town of Hay River. The pilot, a 36-year-old woman from South Dakota, and her passenger, a 51-year-old Marshfield man, were both taken to a local hospital. Investigators say the aircraft had just departed from the Boyceville Municipal Airport prior to the crash. The cause of the accident remains under investigation by authorities. A 37-year-old Menominee woman is facing charges of attempted first-degree intentional homicide and child abuse following an alleged attack on her 7-year-old son. Police say they first responded to a welfare check for Emily Spaulding on the night of July 20th, but were called back to the area 2 hours later after the boy fled the residence. Officers located the child at a nearby establishment with a head wound. He told police that Spaulding had tried to stab him and struck him with a hammer. Spaulding was taken into custody and has been moved to the Winnebago Mental Health Institute for a psychological evaluation. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for help with statewide surveys. Officials say volunteers are needed to assist with monitoring deer and game bird populations across the Badger State, known as Operation Deer Watch and Game Bird Survey. Data gathered during the survey helps scientists understand the reproductive status of those animals and make decisions on wildlife management. Participants would just need to submit sightings on a mobile app and don't need to register. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has taken their show on the road. Oral arguments have been scheduled for Chippewa Falls in October. Officials say the Justice on Wheels event will help people learn more about the court, the appellate process, and the role of the judicial branch. And the hearing will be open to the public. More information, including the case and seating details, will come out later. Wisconsin's capital city is one of the best places for first-time home buyers. A recent study from finance website WalletHub ranked 300 cities across the U.S. by looking at market attractiveness, affordability, and other factors. The survey placed Madison as the 18th best city in America for those buying a home for the first time. However, two other Wisconsin cities ranked ahead of Madison. Green Bay was ranked 13th, and Kenosha was 17th. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
Brewers and Pirates tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers will try again after losing last night 4-3 at home to the Pirates. Pittsburgh has now beat Milwaukee 6 out of 7 times so far this season. The Brewers making trades before the deadline to acquire 3 pitchers, Dustin May and Jojo Romero from the Cardinals, and reliever Antonio Zenzatella from the Rockies. GM Matt Arnold says the Brewers were in talks with several teams before the deadline.
We were in on a lot of things. I think did what we can to help the team, and you're in on a lot of stuff. There's certainly some things where you come up short and you just got to pick yourself up and dust yourself off and try to do what you can to get the next thing. And ultimately, I think we were able to accomplish a lot over the last 48 hours to get some stuff done to really help the team.
Pat Murphy says they needed the pitchers.
We've been riddled with injuries, obviously, to lose Priester and Woodruff out of your rotation. And now you're going with 5 rookies, basically.
NFL, the Packers now practicing in pads. Running back Marshawn Lloyd has been very impressive with his speed. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A few scattered showers and thunderstorms lingering this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s today. Tonight, scattered showers will drop into the mid 50s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.